Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joe McNally. Let's go right to the phone lines. Cassandra, thank you very much for holding. You say what? Is Cassandra there?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am enjoying the show as always. We are talking about Donald Trump's behavior in actually stealing documents that really do not belong to him. They belong to the American people. And he is putting people at risk who either were able, who were responsible in gathering that information, collecting it, or even creating that information. If those documents either falls into the wrong hands, the professionals who actually put their lives on the line for our country, their lives are at risk. And I just don't understand people like Gary who refuse to see that. I can understand you supporting a particular party, but even I am willing to admit when the party that I tend to favor is doing something wrong. Just by saying that my party made an error here, it doesn't mean that I no longer support the party. I just feel that there's an error. But Earl, there's just one other point I wanted to make concerning President Trump and his MAGA supporters. There's been a spillover effect of their kind of behavior, and it has spilt over into our civic society. And I don't know if you have noticed that people today are just triggered in many ways. It's not just in the political arena, but it's also in our civil discourse, in our civic spaces as well. I know so many colleagues of mine who have left professions because they just do not want to deal with either other colleagues, customer service, people in the public who are just so unprofessional and who feel as if they don't have a feeling or a want to validate it at the moment, then that gives them the right to resort to violence at times or even to be verbally abusive towards others. So I will listen off air, and I would love to hear your thoughts and the thoughts of your guests.
Okay, so Cassandra, great stuff as always. Joel, are you there? Joel?
Cassandra is absolutely right. The people, some of the people she's talking about, of course, who are being driven out of professions, include our school teachers.
Right.
Teaching has become a dangerous profession. The Republican Party of the United States wants to raid the libraries of schools and take out any books that would discuss, first of all, sex education for kids, which is a very important issue. Everyone wants our young people to be responsible in sex and learn no means no and respect everyone and everyone's rights. Boy, there's no more. It is hard to believe to me that sex education has become a real thing in our schools that this whole country had recognized was an important issue for young people to learn about. And now we have, people trying to take it out of our
schools. Yeah, for half a century, Joel.
Yes. And then the fact that they would try to remove the teaching of
the true history, of the nation,
and American history in our schools, and we know what's behind this. It's an organized effort from the right wing that has never wanted education to teach anything that they don't want taught. That is going on in the world. The Bradley Foundation right here in Milwaukee is behind a lot of those right-wing groups. They call themselves Moms for Liberty and things like that are standing up and screaming at their school boards and their school officials for teaching history and for teaching sex education in the schools. And they have shut down school board meetings all over Wisconsin. It is an ugly, ugly return to, anti-education. They claim that it's, parents trying to have more control over what their children are learning in schools. No, they don't want our children to learn anything in schools. They don't want our children to learn anything in schools that they don't agree with. And that is not democracy. That is not America. The Republican Party has become really, as you've been saying all morning, Earl, a really dangerous force.
Let's go to Don. Hey, Don, thank you very much for holding. Don, what do you say?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to make a short comment. We have this Trump problem. And I have the solution.
Go ahead.
Trump is a criminal. He's a domestic terrorist. He's a traitor. Lock him up. I want justice. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call. Short and succinct, Joe. But you, the danger in where we are, and it's one of the reasons why I really wanted to have your perspective, because this is a dangerous, dangerous time in our history, and these people who have now vilified anybody who's not a Republican or conservative, right? If you don't see it our way, I'm angry, I'm mad. Going to what Cassandra was saying, and because I say, I feel like my vote was stolen. Now you have to respond to that. This is what we're talking about, Joe. Republicans who, because Donald Trump lost, they have no proof anywhere. But just because they feel like it, the rest of us have to respond to their feelings. What is that? Joel, I don't know. Did I lose you?
No, not at all.
Okay. But what is that? Why do we have to respond to what somebody feels? Well, I'm hearing Republicans and others, some Democrats saying, well, you gotta understand their feelings. The hell we do. Come on, Joe. Grow up. They need to grow up.
Well, there's only one caveat I want to add to that, Earl, which is this. I believe Donald Trump is on his way to being locked up. I really do.
Yeah, so do I.
He has violated so many laws, and by inciting violence and trying to overthrow democracy, if that isn't against the law in America, what is? But here's the problem with that, and we know it. The justice system in the United States is a long, complicated process, and in fact, it has to be. We don't want to live in a country where, when people start shouting in a crowd listening to Donald Trump that Hillary Clinton should be locked up
right,
because of the email server she used, You know, how many people, you know, listening to this show even know what email server they use, you know? So we don't want to live in the country that Donald Trump wants to run, where he remains president no matter what happens in the election, you know, even if he gets beat. And he remains the president after losing, the election by the largest vote in American history. He knows, because he's been a criminal for a long time. He has been he was a corrupt businessman before he became a corrupt politician, and he has violated laws throughout his life. He and his father violated the civil rights law. Over apartment buildings they ran when Richard Nixon's Justice Department charged him with, you know, not refusing to rent to black people, he and his father both, and they fought the civil rights law and equal rights in America from early in his life and career. So we don't want to just automatically lock people up without giving them a chance to defend themselves and to use all the legal processes to hold off retribution and punishment for their crimes any way they can. We don't want it to be easy to lock people up in this country, but Donald Trump is on his way to an orange suit. It's just gonna
You know, Joe, he's got $1 billion. So when you have that kind of money, you can fight things off, right?
And he will. He will. Yeah. He will use every legal trick he can. But he has been caught, and there are witnesses.
And that's why he's preparing his minions, saying there's going to be danger in this country.
He's trying to create the danger. He's trying to create the violence to stop it.
Got to go to a break.
He's trying to overthrow the justice system.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Joe McNally. We'll be right back.
Sunshine when she's gone.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You text us at the same number. My guest is the award-winning Joe McNally. And you know, Joe, my plan was not to spend this much time on Donald Trump, because there's so many other things to talk about. You know, today marks the one-year anniversary of the United States and Joe Biden pulling out of Afghanistan, and I'm listening to conservatives blame him for what has taken place in Afghanistan because he followed through with what President Barack Obama and almost every other American wanted, was a pullout of Afghanistan, a war that wasted the treasures and lives of many Americans unnecessarily, because there was no way possible. Anybody who knows anything about history and knew that there was no way we should have been in Afghanistan in the first place, and to somehow think that we were going to change the government of the Afghanistanian people to coincide with our beliefs in this country, knew that that was fool's gold at best, and that our real reasons for being in Afghanistan, Joe, were never to set up democracy in Afghanistan. So Joe Biden did the right thing, and now they're blaming Joe Biden. This is what the Republican Party is, Joe. And now they're blaming Joe Biden.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Joe.
There's no one in America today that wants to be back Iraq and Afghanistan? I really don't. I really believe that. I can't believe any of those Republicans who are claiming that there was something wrong with leaving Afghanistan after 20 years. 20 years under both Democratic and Republican presidents, but that isn't long enough to, sacrifice the lives of our own military soldiers in a country they have no control over, they have no real interest in. There is a war going on in the world right now that we have a strong interest in, of course, in Ukraine. And that is where, the Russians, Vladimir Putin, who helped to elect Donald Trump, and Republicans and Fox News support Vladimir Putin invaded a democracy. And Joe Biden has led the democracies of the world to stand up to an invasion by Trump's colleague, Vladimir Putin, who Trump declares a military genius and really wanted to emulate in this country, where you automatically win every election, whether the majority of the people have a right to vote or not. And those are rigged elections. I mean, Donald Trump knows about rigged elections. He tried to rig the election, and the only person who wouldn't cooperate with him was his own vice president, who was as conservative as Liz Cheney. She has done heroic things to stand up to Donald Trump.
Yes, she has.
So few in her party have.
And she's going to lose a seat.
I wouldn't swear to that.
She's down by 30 points.
Everybody says is going to happen tonight in Wyoming is that there's no way but there are Democrats in Wyoming. And while Democrats don't support Liz Cheney and probably shouldn't support Liz Cheney because she is a strongly conservative individual. That's the ironic thing about Donald Trump targeting her for defeat, is that she really is a Republican conservative. He's not. We remember, before he ran for
he was a Democrat.
The United States,
he was a Democrat.
He was against the board. He was
he supported choice,
for abortion rights before he was against it. Before he appointed three right wing Republicans to the U.S. Supreme Court to destroy Roe v. Wade, he was a strong supporter of Roe v. Wade. Well, Liz Cheney's not, and I wouldn't vote for her for anything really, except to keep her in office as a legitimate conservative Republican.
That is a worthy
adversary. I would never vote for her myself, but she is a patriot. She is an American. She believes in democracy. And so few Republicans elected to office these days do. I cannot believe, some of the things Republicans have done over the past few months and weeks to try to keep Joe Biden from having success to fight climate change, to lower the price of prescription drugs, things that every American supports, and Republicans are voting against.
You know, Joe, for people who don't know, we were once colleagues, and for you to speak the way you're speaking now, you're that last eternal optimist. You're the guy who over the years I would be talking about the Republicans, and you would clearly state there are these good Republicans that are out there, Earl. And Joe, I'm not saying there aren't good Republicans. They are, but they're fewer and far between than the ones back in the day when you and I were colleagues.
I absolutely agree with you. And I tried to make it clear that I do. What I tell you what's going on right now in the Republican Party. Believe it or not, there are leaders in the Republican Party who are still intelligent enough to know how dangerous and ugly and anti-American Donald Trump is. And you know what? Who one of them is? Mitch McConnell. favorably towards Liz Cheney. So here I am now speaking favorably towards Mitch McConnell.
Oh my God! Hey Joe, hang on. Joe, hang on. Joe, we got to go to a break. I've got to pick my mouth up off the ground.
Joe
McNally's speaking favorably about Mitch McConnell. Got to go to a break. Hang on, Eric and others. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Joe McNally. Trying to add a little culture to the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You should do that more. My guest is Joe McNally. And let's go to Eric, Joe, before we let you come back and talk about Mitch McConnell. Eric, quickly, you say what, sir?
Yeah, hi. I don't want to interrupt you guys for too long, but first of all, let me say real quick, Ruby Isles, great. I just heard that ad for the first time, and I've been going to him for years.
Yeah,
a great sponsor to have.
Yeah, they are. He really
good people.
Is. Yeah, they are. I've used him myself for the last 5 years or more. He's a great guy, his business and his family. So check out Ruby.
We're getting worked on at different times.
Yes, sir.
I haven't seen you there, but yeah. Anyways, I'd like to say it's always a reminder that the people that, you know, the minions, the followers, whatever you want to call them, choose to believe the things that they believe. They choose to believe them. They're not, you know, we're all given a choice to believe these things, and they choose to believe them. And I believe that the GOP or whoever it is, the libertarian bosses of them, whatever you want to call them, they don't want to take away democracy. That's one thing I kind of disagree with. I just think they want to take away democracy for everybody else. That's what they'd like to do. And so that's kind of my thoughts for the day. That was about it for now.
Thank you,
and it's a great conversation.
Hey, yes. Thank you. Thank you, man. Let's let Joe respond. Joe?
All right.
Yeah, it is absolutely true. And that'll feed right into what I want to say about Mitch McConnell. By saying that Mitch McConnell is intelligent enough to know how dangerous and vicious Donald Trump is, does not say that Mitch McConnell is a good person or not a dangerous person himself. But here's the thing. He knows how dangerous Trump is, but he doesn't care. And here's the reason why he doesn't care, and it's the same reason many other Republicans that know how bad Donald Trump is don't care. All they care about is power. And that's exactly what Eric said. All they care about is staying in power. And Donald Trump is out to destroy democracy. Mitch McConnell may not even remain as the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate if Donald Trump takes over the Republican Party completely. Because Donald Trump, as you remember, Mitch McConnell accused Donald Trump of sparking the riot
right.
against democracy and then refused to impeach him for it. So that's what kind of a double-talking, fraudulent leader of the party Mitch McConnell really is, because all he cares is continuing to remain in power. And that's what so many of the other Republicans who are there's nothing positive or supportive they can say about Donald Trump, so they just remain quiet for most of the time. They don't speak out because they don't want to offend his most violent, dangerous supporters, because they want the vote of every one of those ugly, racist, hateful people. And they want their votes to win the election in November, and then to win the election in two more years. And they don't don't care that they are going to murder people. They don't care that they're breaking into the FBI office in Cincinnati to try to murder FBI agents. They don't care about any of that as long as they can get their votes. That's very much like Donald Trump, isn't it?
You know, Joel, this and I can't help but think back to and your where you are in Charlottesville and the ugliness of what took place. How many years ago was that now?
That was 2017.
2005 years ago.
Less than a year we lived here, and that was basically a dress rehearsal for January 6th.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes.
It absolutely was. The Klan and the neo-Nazis, the same people that were at January 6th. In fact, we just had the anniversary of that event here, and the truth, and many people recalled that some of the same people who were in the streets of Charlottesville with swastikas on their arms and giving Nazi salutes as they you know, chanted things like "Jews will not replace us" and racist, ugly things and beat people in our streets. And ran a car into a crowd, killing a woman and injuring several dozen more. That's what happened in Charlottesville, and that was a preview of January 6th. That's the way Trump opened his presidency. They were here to celebrate his election in 2016. That's why they came here in 2017. And that's the way he opened his presidency. And then January 6th was the way he and his supporters closed his presidency.
You know, Joe, how can Republicans who've seen this, they know about the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, they know about all these other folk who are racist and dangerous, and instead of condemning those people and saying that's not who we represent, those are not the people that we support, that we want supporting us, they do everything within their power to keep them, you know, a couple inches away, because they know that works. If people don't like it, we will call out our army. But what I don't understand, Joe, is why our government looks at that. They know that's there. They know where those people are. They know how heavily armed those people are. And those people are heavily armed, Joe, because in their twisted minds, they want to take on this democracy and this government, and that's the only reason they're there. They're not there for any other reason other than they feel that there's going to be this big showdown. And that they and when Donald Trump calls for them, that they are going to go to war with our government. And if people don't understand, Joe, how dangerous and the bloodbath that will be left in that wake, and that they've got this one man who's going to be the arbiter, the one man who is going to call that into existence, then, Joel, that's why I'm saying this is a dangerous, dangerous time in the history of this nation, and historians will go back and talk about why did our government allow that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that. Everything you said just then is absolutely true. That is the history of our country right now, and it has to stop. Every election is going to be about saving democracy until we accomplish it. Because right now, one of the two major political parties that represent our country, one of them is no longer an American political party. One of them is no longer a party that supports American democracy. One of them is no longer a party that opposes the violent overthrow of government. The reason why they have not denounced those people and the reason why they do not want to offend those people is they need their votes to stay in power.
Right.
The only way Republicans can stay in power is with the votes of the ugly, violent people that Donald Trump has drawn to the party. Because while he was doing that, he drove out decent Americans who are educated. Well, the biggest change in politics in recent years has been that in the past, college-educated people would support Republican party, Republican candidates.
Not anymore.
And now the biggest divide in politics is that Donald Trump has drawn people with less than a college education to the Republican Party and driven college-educated people out of the party. And the reason for that is that they are the ones that really do believe his lies. Many of the Republicans who repeat some of his lies, they know they're not true, but there are people who really do believe them. And you know what? Donald Trump may really believe his own lies. He really might. He is not a rational human being. We've swatched that for 4 years. It's been a constant stream of lies throughout his presidency. The Washington Post documented 30,500 lies during his presidency. You and I have both known people who lie a lot, but I bet we don't know anybody who has ever told 30,500 lies.
Hey, as the most powerful, and the really dangerous part of that, Joe, as the most powerful man on the planet at that time.
Yes. Yes.
That's the part.
And you know what? You know who said that? Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell said that exactly. He said those people came and committed a violent insurrection, chasing both Republicans and Democrats through the halls of the Capitol, trying to murder them because the most powerful man holding office on earth summoned them and told them to do it.
You know, Joe, part of this is so inconceivable and unbelievable. This is happening in America, Joe. There's not some puppet. You know, we talk about what happens in third world nations governments, and we talk about, you know, how could that those puppet governments in those nations and in those areas, and we need to look at our own, right? I mean, our own is in a crisis mode, and the rest of the world is watching us, Joe, and the rest of the world is saying the United States of America is falling. Because make no mistake about it, what is taking place is the future of our nation is in jeopardy, and not from an attack from Russia or China, Joe. You know, we built all these nuclear weapons. We keep building them. We keep building all these armaments, and we're worried about somebody coming across the shores. Nobody's coming across the ocean to destroy America. She's being destroyed from within. And you've got a party, as you just stated. And people can say, well, it's both parties. It's not both parties, Joe.
No.
There's no comparison on the left to what is taking place with the people on the right. None whatsoever.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And here you keep saying I'm an eternal optimist, and I am, because I refuse not to be.
Right. Well, we have to be.
Not to be. Because I insist the majority of Americans know otherwise. The majority, you know, there's a 50-50 Senate between Democrats and Republicans, but the 50% represented by 50 Republicans in the Senate are about 20 million people. And the 50% represented by Democrats in the Senate are about 60 million people. This is not an equally represented country in the United States Senate. It really is not. And you know, what Wisconsin can do this year, which is very important, is to elect Mandela.
So Joe, when we come back, we got to talk about Wisconsin.
And Tony Evers.
Joe, yes. When we come back, we got to talk about Wisconsin. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. To the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest has been the one and only Joe McNally. Joel, it's been far too long since we've had you on, and I've enjoyed you immensely. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
We got CJ, and then we got Paul, I think.
Okay, let's go to Paul. Okay, quickly. Yeah, put him on. Okay, all right, who do we have on?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Dave from Milwaukee.
Okay, Dave, how you doing?
I'm good. Say, I was listening to you and Joel, your discussion this morning, and it's fantastic. But I've noticed you and others go to great pains to differentiate between the old Republican Party and the new Republican Party. So I would like to offer and propose the name for the new Republican Party.
Well,
How about the Retrumplican Party? Because all of these people are Retrumplicans. And that will save all this, you know, differentiation and having to explain, you know, they're Retrumplicans.
Let's see.
Have a good ring to it?
Yeah, Retrumplicans.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to steal that if you don't mind.
No, absolutely. That's why I called in.
Well, I'll make sure that I add it to my repertoire.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all I had for now.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, I appreciate it. Let's go to CJ still on? Hey, CJ, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl, thanks for taking my call. I know you tend not to like to, but you do.
What do you mean I tend not to like to, man? The only problems I have with you is you try to overtalk the host, which is never going to happen. You're never going to win that battle. Go ahead.
Well, okay. Well,
until you get a CJ show. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, what you and Joe spoke of could not misrepresent what Republicans are and believe more. This thing about Trump or your party and you want to talk about it, you said you didn't want to talk about it all hour, but you are, is a distraction from your party's failures. Your party's in control. Your party's created inflation that people can't afford their groceries or their gas.
Hey, CJ, here's what I mean. I'm not going to let you call in and change the trajectory and the subject. The subject is Donald Trump being who he is, making threats again this morning about what's going to happen in this country because of what has happened to him. And so that's the danger. And I'm not going to let CJ call in and start talking about, well, let's talk about the Democrats. We're talking about a dangerous man who is preparing this nation for battle and not on a field somewhere across the shores. He's talking about a battle. He's talking about a battle inside this nation.
Battles in the voting booth,
Earl.
The battle's in the voting booth. And failed to mention the 13 soldiers that this president had killed by his disarray in 1 year ago, Afghanistan, left famine and chaos. And now Al-Qaeda and Taliban are realigning in forces. He took down a leader that, remember, Al-Qaeda, he was in the capital of Kabul. So 13 soldiers died there, Earl.
Let me remind you of something, CJ. How many soldiers died in Afghanistan because George Bush put us in a war? Don't tell me about the 13 that died in the end. Okay, let's bring Joe back. Joe.
So don't bring those 13 up.
No. Don't bring those 13 up. Talk about the thousands that lost their lives unnecessarily when George Bush entered us into a war for 20 years. Turn him down. Actually, dismiss him. Joe, you back?
Yeah, I am back.
Go ahead, Joe.
I am actually grateful that I didn't hear most of CJ.
It's that kind of foolishness, Joe.
There's no reason to talk with him. He doesn't care about anything we've been talking about this morning. He doesn't care about democracy. He doesn't care about any of the things that we have talked about that are so important.
You're right.
He just wants to distract from our conversation.
You know, Joe, we are at a pivotal time in our nation's history, and people have to realize that, right?
Yeah, and I believe they do. And I believe that November, the people in Wisconsin are going to turn out. The Republicans have nominated two millionaires who care nothing about the issues we've been talking about this morning. Ron Johnson and Tim Michaels are obnoxious Republican candidates who are on the wrong side of every issue that the voters in November are going to care about. Tim Michaels is one of those people who says he sees nothing wrong with forcing rape victims to give birth. This is a vile person. This is and let him tell that to the 10-year-old girl who had to travel from Ohio to my home state of Indiana to get an abortion after she was raped, and say that you should allow a 10-year-old girl to give birth because you want to impose your religious views on abortion to the entire country. That is such a repulsive statement that he should not be on the ballot in any legitimate democracy in any state in this union.
You know, Joe, man, I wish we had more time, but I promise you, based on where we are with the elections, 100-day sprint, and all of that, I will call on you again sooner to display your eloquence and knowledge and commitment and experience to all of these things, because that's what we need to hear. And your voice should be over these airways, and I'll do everything.
Bye-bye. I always enjoy it, Earl. It's always a great conversation.
Hey, Joe, thank you. Tell the missus I said hello. I got to go.
Bet.
I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.